Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, this week, a new web series debuts, shot right here in Chicago. It's called Brown Girls, and it features two roommates living in Pilsen, navigating life, livelihoods, and love.
It wasn't going to ever work out anyway.
Yep.
I mean, let's be honest. That was crazy out the gate.
Yeah.
Remember that time she stalked you to Mark's house and you had to f***ing lie? Like on some fifth grader like on some... Oh, he's a coworker, and we're just working on a presentation.
Yeah. To be fair, I was hooking up with him. I shouldn't have been doing that.
That's beside the point. You shouldn't have been doing it because he's 15 years older than you, your boss, and has a wife.
That's beside the point.
Brown Girls is getting major buzz and great press for its real-life feel, an authentic story following two women of color living life in their 20s. And in tradition of recent television hits like Atlanta or Insecure, it's a story that features women of color, written and directed by women of color. The series is created by Fatima Asghar and Sam Q. Bailey, and it stars Nabila Hossein and my next guest, Sonia Denis. Sonia is a Chicago comedian who's currently living and working in New York City. She was named one of Comedy Central's 2016 Comics to Watch. She's performed all over town, all over the country. She's going to be at the Paper Machete at the Green Mill this Saturday afternoon, and she has been a guest on this program before. She played the worst with us. Sonia, great to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me
And congrats on the web series.
Yeah, thank you.
Where did
you.
This come from? I've known you as a comedian, and this is, I mean, it's a comedy, but it's much more dramatic.
Yeah.
Talk about how you got involved in this.
Well, I knew, I met Sam like a few months before I moved to New York. So I moved to New York in August. This web series was actually shot from August 1st to the 15th, and I was actually supposed to leave August 1st, but I met Sam. Like, I was doing a show at Second City called Afrofuturism,
right,
and
course,
we had
yeah.
mutual friends, and then she and I hung out, and we just had similar sensibilities with, like, art and books and all these things. And then the person who was actually supposed to play the character I played, Patricia, dropped out last minute because she had a bigger opportunity, and Sam was like, I know you're supposed to leave, but, like, do you want to just do this? And I was like, yeah,
yeah,
okay. And so then I did, yeah. So that's how I got in it.
It's a great story, and all of the reviews that are coming in are really about its authenticity, the yeah. idea that this is, you know, it's shot in Chicago, it's shot in Pilsen and around Chicago. But mm-hmm. talk about, you know, how much of it, as someone who lived in Chicago as yeah. long as you have, but now living in New York City, how much of it is, does it feel real to you?
Oh, absolutely. I think like a lot of our shots were in Pilsen, and it was like, and I hate to say this because it's so cliche, but it's kind of like how Atlanta, the fourth character, because there's three main characters, the fourth character is sort of Atlanta. We felt that way about Chicago because so much of the portrayal is like the Republicans or different people saying there's so much gun violence in
right.
Chicago, or there's like Oprah's Chicago, which is like the Magnificent Mile. But there's so much. It's Chicago's huge, and there's so much more to that. So we wanted to show Pilsen and neighborhoods like that where people like the two characters live.
For you, you know, as a comedian and someone who's done a lot of comedy work, was it a challenge to move into sort of a written script kind of dramedy, if you will?
Yeah, absolutely. Just because, well, in my stuff, I write my own things, and then I'm very punchline heavy. I do talk about some of the things that are covered on Brown Girls, but it was a different process, and I was just so amazed. Like, Sam Bailey is just, she already did another web series called You're So Talented, so she had expertise in this and, like, experience and, like, everyone from, like, the AD to the sound person to the people who did light. Like, I was just, I had no experience with TV at all, and I was just astounded by how professional everyone was, even though we're all, like, technically amateurs. But it was great. Yeah, I learned so much, and I feel like it expanded.
Talk about the idea of getting along with Sam and, mm-hmm. and getting the role, but what was it about the project? I mean, this the concept of two roommates,
yeah.
You know, in their 20s, living in Pilsen, trying to navigate everything that comes
yeah.
with that. What was it about the project that drew you to it?
Yeah, I just feel like the biggest thing is that you don't really see comedies or dramedies like this. You might see friendships with two women, but they're rarely two women of different races.
Mm-hmm.
And they're rarely relationships where Nabila's character is queer. She is trying to figure that out and navigate that by also being a first-generation immigrant and, like, all the baggage that comes with your parents' expectations while also being a person in her mid-20s
right.
trying to figure out her life. And then also, like, Patricia really spoke to me just because I relate to her. She's a lot harder than I am. Like, externally, I'm very much a people-pleaser, but she's not. She's very, like, point-blank. That scene where
yeah.
she was like, get out. There's a Tinder date. This was fun. But
get
now
out.
It's time to go. Like,
I'd
be
like... There's a statute of limitations
yeah,
on
exactly.
That, right?
But I would be like... like, I'd sleep in my living room or something on the couch.
But, you'd stay for the pancakes.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, okay, even if I hated it. But I think Patricia is a lot of women, and specifically like a lot of black women, where they feel like they have to be hard. They have to, because in the same way, not to be like political, but like that Hillary Clinton couldn't cry or be upset because she had to be tough. I think Patricia feels like she has to put on that sort of front. But then later, as you see the characters develop, she kind of accepts that it's okay to be vulnerable and hurt.
Is that hard as an actress to play? I mean, yeah. You know, when you think about the arc, mm-hmm. you know at a certain point that you have to have this tough exterior. That's part of the character to begin with. And you know as the series goes on that that's going to have to melt away.
Right.
As an actress, is it talk about how you approach the idea that you know at a certain point you're going to have to give up that characteristic.
Yeah, no, it was really, I'm super grateful that this was like the first experience I had being on camera, just because, as I mentioned, like because so many of the people on the project look like me, are women, people of color, queer, etc., it just felt like a comfortable environment to like explore. So like Nabila's done more acting than me. There's several other women, like the actress who plays my mom has done so much acting, so I could talk to them and be like, how do you do this? Because it is a hard thing to be like,
when's the punchline, when's the stand-up, where's
yeah,
the lights,
exactly,
right?
I'm also like very goofy and high energy, and that's not the character, so I had to be like more like, she's still funny and witty and sharp, but she's not loose,
right?
So yeah, it was a lot of just prepping and sort of making choices that later wouldn't contradict the storyline as it went along.
We're talking with actress and comedian Sonia Denis. She is the star of Brown Girls, which is the new web series, which you can find at Brown. Just Google it. You'll find it. But
yeah.
It's also at Elle Magazine. It's
yeah.
Like
we
the
one
launch
episode.
Of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's getting a lot of great reviews. People are very, I mean, it's great that, I mean, not too many web series are going to get, you know.
Yeah, we're
in
so overwhelmed.
The same breath
it.
As shows like Atlanta or Insecure. There's something empowering about the concept telling these stories of two women in their 20s, you know, living life in their own skin.
Right.
But it's also, there's something empowering about the idea that this is women of color created this, directed this, produced
exactly.
It, put it forward. I mean, is that important for you as an actress, as someone
Absolutely.
Who gets involved in a position like this?
Yeah, I've only been doing stand-up for 5 years, which isn't a long time, but I've definitely realized that you have the most power if you are a creator. Because a lot of Hollywood, if you go into an audition, 70% of roles are for white men. And even like, even if they're the 30%, there's like, what's your gender? What's your height? Do you fit someone's vision of what this is? But if you are someone like Tina Fey, for example, or Amy Poehler, they create vehicles for themselves to tell their stories, and then they cast themselves. I just think it's bad to sort of wait to see if someone else will create a show like Brown Girls when we can just make it and cast it and produce it and have it look as good as it does.
It's striking. I mean, Sam
yeah,
did a
I'm
tremendous
so amazed
job.
By everyone. Yeah. Even from Sam to Hannah Weaver, who's like the person who was like the AD and colored everything, like it's tremendous.
And it also, we talk about this a lot on the show. And mm-hmm. This week we had a couple of kids from Lane Tech who are doing a theater show at Prop Theater for Rhino Fest, you know, 17-year-old, 18-year-old kids. But there's something about Chicago that the major through line for people who do art in this town mm-hmm. is the hustle.
Oh, absolutely.
And you just said it right there, the idea that you can't wait for someone mm-hmm. to bring you a project like Brown Girls. You have to go out and create it.
Yeah, and that's a very Chicago thing. Even, I mean, aside from just this web series, when I was doing stand-up, a lot of the shows I did were DIY shows where comedians would go to a bar, or even there was one at a sex shop, or like we did one at a hair salon.
Yeah,
like anywhere. And the comedians just were like, we're going to put on this show. We're going to collect donations. We're going to set up everything ourselves, as opposed to just relying on great institutions like Laugh Factory and Zany's. But like, that's definitely a Chicago thing. Even music, Jamila Woods did all the music for the show. She's from Chicago.
She plays a huge role. I was reading the story that
yeah.
your character is essentially based on Jamila Woods.
She tweeted today that I was her twin, and I was like, oh my God, I love you so much.
did you? I mean, that's such a weird. I mean, that's a living, you know, creative person.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think about that? That you're actually playing someone who could be, you know, two doors down from you at this
Absolutely. You know, and I knew Jamila before the show because I actually ended up opening for her album release party. And she's amazing. Like, anytime, I feel like doing her show and watching her and her work, and then the fact that she created all the music you're going to hear on the show by, like, with other people, but just original music, completely and totally, the theme song, all of it. I definitely wanted to portray her and Fatima's friendship in the best way. And I feel like Nabila and I clicked too in that way, where we're both very similar. Like, she's very high energy and goofy like I am. So we definitely had that chemistry.
Okay, so for you and your career, yep, and you've done stand-up in Chicago and you moved to New York.
Yep.
Like I said, you the 2016 Comics to Watch, Comedy Central. Does this change your trajectory? Do you say, okay, I've had success with this web series where I acted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got this stand-up thing unlocked. Maybe I'll try a little bit more of this dramedy stuff.
Yeah, I've definitely actually. Okay, so when I moved to New York, I have like representation now, which sounds gross to say, but
that's good. So, gross.
But I've been doing, yeah, the industry, yuck. But I've been doing like more auditions for stuff. This is like pilot season or whatever. So I'm definitely trying to get on a show, and I wrote a pilot. Like, I want to write and act in addition to stand-up, which will always be my base. But I'm so inspired by Fati and Sam just creating art in this genre.
Being in New York, I mean, you're closer to industry.
Absolutely.
Is that the reason that you moved out of Chicago?
Absolutely, yeah. I love Chicago so much, and I think it's definitely a shame that the great thing about Chicago is like what you were mentioning about like the DIY hustle, and there's so many opportunities to get good, because here there is no industry, which is beneficial in one way because you can work on things and
that's
get better.
That's why you have to be hustle. That's why
you
have to hustle, right?
Yeah, you have to hustle, but also there's no one watching you mess up and be bad and like all of those things. You get to try things you wouldn't try if you had industry eyes on you, and then you show up in New York and you're already polished. And that's the thing too, like I've gotten negative feedback occasionally from people who are like, ugh, another Chicago comic. But it's like, what choice do we have? It's LA or New
Why
York.
Why New York over LA? Why did you choose New York?
I love LA, but I feel like LA is more of a, what project do you have to present? Do you have a TV show? Do you have a film? And whereas there's more opportunity to do stand-up in New York, and I kind of just wanted to have my base and be able to get up and do shows and get paid for that and then explore acting and writing in a safe space without feeling like if I was in LA, like, oh my God, I have to make something work with a pilot or something because I'm going up like two or three times a week.
Right.
Whereas in New York, you can go up just as much as you can in Chicago, but get paid more.
It's always good.
Yeah.
Sonya Denise, my guest tonight, she is starring in the new web series Brown Girls, which is getting a ton of great reviews. And you can find it online. Just look up Brown Girls. But it's also in Elle Magazine this week. They're premiering the episode. So much great stuff. Sonya Denise, now in New York. She's one of Comedy Central's 2016 Comics to Watch. And, you know, you can check her out this Saturday afternoon at Paper Machete at the Green Mill.
Yeah.
Sonya, great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me on, Justin. You think you...